Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering an article by Brett Allegri Wood called Why Successful Business Owners Are Secretly Paralyzed by AI.
And I want to say up front, this isn't another piece telling you to adopt AI or fall behind. It's asking something more honest. Why are experienced, successful operators frozen in place?
Brett opens with a really striking image. A business owner in Singapore, late 40s, service business, 80 people, solid revenue. He described himself as a duck on water, calm on the surface, legs going mad underneath.
And the thing is, this person wasn't failing. He was winning. He just didn't know what to do about AI and was terrified of making the wrong call.
Brett says he's heard this same conversation across Singapore, the UK, Australia, Southeast Asia. Different industries, different scale, teams of 20 to 500, all circling the same questions. What's the real impact on my business? What if I waste money on tools that don't deliver? What happens to my team?
And these aren't people who are afraid of change. Brett makes that point clearly. They've been pivoting their whole careers. That's how I got to where they are. What they're afraid of is making the wrong change at the wrong time.
Which is actually a reasonable thing to be afraid of.
So what's driving the paralysis, specifically?
Brett puts a lot of it on the advice itself. Most AI content is written by tech people for tech people. It assumes you've got a dev team, you want to build custom tools, you have the runway to experiment and fail.
Which is not the reality of running a professional services business where clients are expecting results this week.
Right. You open ChatGPT, you ask it a question, it answers. And then what? That gap between the answer and actual implementation is where most owners get stuck.
So Brett's response to that is a structured process, 7 steps. And I gather the order really matters here.
It does. Step one, before you touch any tools, identify one bottleneck. Not 10 things, one. The single thing draining you most right now. Build your strategy around that.
There's a tendency to want to sort everything at once when you finally decide to move. And that's exactly when nothing gets done.
Step two is bringing the team in early. Brett's pretty direct about this. Most implementations fail because owners treat AI like a secret weapon, do it quietly, and hope the team adjusts.
But the team already senses something is changing and they're worried. That worry, left alone, turns into resistance.
Whereas if you explain what's changing and why, it makes their roles better, not just different. You remove the resistance before it forms. Brett's line is, your team doesn't hate change, they hate uncertainty.
Step three is the one I think people underestimate, building a knowledge base.
Brett frames this really well. AI is only as good as the information you give it. If your company knowledge is scattered across emails, shared drives, and people's heads, AI cannot help you. He calls it a documentation project, not a tech project.
And it pays off immediately, even before you automate anything. That's useful.
Steps 4 and 5 are about data and thinking. Clean your data, structure it, ask where you're losing time, then combine your experience and judgment with AI's pattern recognition. You're not outsourcing decisions. You're augmenting your thinking so you can see options you wouldn't have found alone.
That word, augmenting, matters a lot here, not replacing.
Then, and only then, step 6, automate one process. Test it, refine it, confirm it works. No rip and replace. Step 7 is monthly reviews and quarterly strategy sessions, because AI is not set and forget.
Brett also gives a real example, which I think is the most grounding part of the article. A Singapore events company, about 40 people. The owner was drowning in approvals. Every proposal, every budget change had to go through him.
When they looked at it closely, 80% of those approvals were repetitive. Same client type, same budget range, same process every time. They built a simple decision framework, documented it, trained the team, and automated the notifications so the owner was only flagged for exceptions.
Within 3 months, his approval load dropped by 70%.